Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
I'm Dorothy.
And this is an exciting episode. Always an exciting episode. One, it's an episode of Real Wives in Radio. And two, we get to get caught up with my life. In your life, and we're going to dig into some controversial stuff today.
Oh, absolutely. And Tanya, yes. I was watching your story this weekend, and it looked like you had the best time. I want to get to that, but first, let's get to the pop-off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so these are our favorite stories from entertainment, from pop culture, from over the weekend, and we got to talk about Ariana Grande's Coachella set bringing out NSYNC.
Yes, exactly, except Justin Timberlake wasn't there.
I know. But I have a little clip to play you.
Okay.
Loved this because you know NSYNC, that is my boy band.
I know.
Love them forever and ever. JC was my favorite, but I was so sad to see how badly they aged.
Oh, girl. It is cold in here. I'm so glad that you brought that up because I legit was going to say something thinking that you're going to get mad at me for saying something because I know they're your boys.
They are my boys, and JC was my favorite. I loved him more than I loved Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
But he did not age well. I mean, Joey and Chris, of course, they did not. Like, well, who cares about
them? They didn't either.
Lance looks good.
Lance is winning here.
Yes, he is. But man, my boy JC, though.
Okay, wait. So let's go back. So Ariana brought them out as a surprise at Coachella.
Yeah, because she did sample their song, It Makes Me Ill, in her song, Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And so she brought them out to do a little surprise set. They did that line from It Makes Me Ill. Mm-hmm. Then they did Staring at My Heart. And like everybody went wild. Now the reason Justin Timberlake wasn't there was because he couldn't make it to rehearsals on time. He's been wrapping up his Man of the Woods tour, and he tweeted that he said they killed it. There's no bad blood. That's why, you know. But Ariana still did a good job as a Justin Timberlake fill-in.
Do you see my judgy eyes?
I know.
You see my judgy eyes?
I see it.
Well, I feel like JT, obviously, he's so much bigger than...
He's never going to go back to NSYNC.
I don't think he's ever going to do it. I don't think so.
He never will.
But I will say that when I did see the pictures of the guys with Ariana, you're right. They are looking bad.
Haggard.
Like, I mean, and... okay, so I compared them to the Backstreet Boys, because obviously Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were around at the same time.
What you need to do is compare them to New Kids on the Block, because New Kids
look
good.
That's so true. You're right.
They're even older.
That's so true. What happened? I feel like they let themselves go a little bit.
They for sure did.
Oh, man.
They got the NSYNC money, you know, kicking back, chilling.
But aren't there rumors now that they want to get back together?
They've been wanting to get back together, but JT's... I mean, you can't have a reunion without Justin Timberlake.
You don't think so?
No, because NSYNC... is all of them together. The last letter of each name is each member of NSYNC.
So are you telling me that if NSYNC, quote, got back together without Justin, okay?
Yes.
And they toured.
It wouldn't be the same.
But would you want to go? Yes, you would.
I would.
Pay to see them even without Justin Timberlake.
I know. But
maybe they would be making more money than they're making now. Let's be real. Maybe.
Maybe. You know, they would have to give all of Justin's parts to JC because he's the only other one who can sing in the group. Yeah. I mean, that's shade for real. Okay.
Watch Lance bust out like a Justin like line or something. He
His
sounds
voice is
so
too
good.
Deep.
I know.
His voice is too deep.
I know. You're right. Anyway, well, good for them.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to come out second weekend too.
You know what? I hope so. I mean, Ariana also brought out Nicki Minaj. They had some technical issues during that set.
It was total fail.
Really bad. Like, I don't think they could hear the music in their ear. So Nicki was rapping offbeat, and she was pissed.
And then Ariana was trying to make up for her, and then everyone was all awkward.
Train wreck.
It's just a damn shame because, you know, Cardi B was at Coachella too, and she did great.
I think it's real frosty up in here, cold in the shade.
I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan. Can you tell?
Okay. Diddy and Mace were also out there as well.
That's right. That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Game of Thrones making huge headlines. The final season premiere, season 8, the long-awaited very first episode of the last season finally aired Sunday night. 17.4 million people tuned in. They're saying this entire season, they're expecting 1 billion people worldwide to watch it.
Damn!
Yeah. And Tanya, you're new to the game.
I'm new to the game, and I'm just as excited. Like, I'm so glad. JJ and I binged Game of Thrones season 1 to season 7 from December up until like a month ago. Yeah. So we got it all in before the season 8 premiere, and I'm so glad we did because it's such a good show.
Right? I was psych. I mean, after you told me that, I was like, yeah, man, I want to rewatch that. But I did the same
you
thing.
Did.
I rewatched it in like 3.5
Except
weeks.
Except you binged it so much faster than we did.
I have no life.
Dorothy found some things online or something.
Stephen did. My husband,
okay. Yeah. Stephen found that if you watched 2 episodes a day of Game of Thrones for 3 weeks, you could literally watch season 1 through season 7. And Dorothy said, okay. And you did the damn thing.
A challenge accepted. Don't think I won't. And I did.
Oh, it's just so good.
So what was your reaction, you know, as a new fan to the show after seeing that first episode?
Oh, season 8?
Yeah.
My reaction was, that's it. You know, like, what? That's it. But because you always want more. You always want more. But I think I thought it was good. And I think my favorite, the most exciting part that gave me chills and like made me feel funny.
Spoiler alerts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Turn it down for a minute. Is when Jon Snow rode a dragon.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was so cool, and it was so romantic, and
romantic but disgusting because that's his aunt.
You know what? You know? We just like put that aside because like they don't care. So why do we care?
I know, but it's so weird. Like think about that.
I
know.
Okay.
But did you notice that the dragon that he rode is Rhaegon?
Okay,
named after his dad, Rhaegar Targaryen.
No, I didn't know that. And I also didn't know until I read like some BuzzFeed list that like I didn't know that not anyone can ride
only
a dragon. Only Targaryens can ride a dragon, which makes sense because we just found that out last season, right?
Yeah.
And so okay.
Yeah.
Are you still there? You could turn it up now. No more spoilers. No, I'm just playing. No. Actually, what was your reaction?
No, my reaction to watching it was I kind of felt like, oh man, that was because you know we've been building it up for 2 years, like the first final taste.
You guys
ever.
Have. Thank God. You know, I didn't have to wait that
you know,
long.
And like watching it was like okay, but the purpose of this first episode was to reestablish everybody, like having the whole entire cast kind of reunite. Tyrion back with Sansa since Joffrey got killed. They haven't been together in the same scene for like how many seasons now, you know?
Everyone reunited.
Yeah, Jon reuniting with Arya and Bran. So it was cool to reestablish that, but it's like, all right, let's get to the meat. Let's get to the fighting. Let's get to the White Walkers. And and it seems like that's going to happen in episode 2 coming
up. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Can't.
Once a week,
wait.
Right?
Once a week, every Sunday, 9 p.m. If you have HBO Now or HBO Go, you can watch it starting at 6.
Yep.
Yes.
You know I was watching at 6.
So we will be on the Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Thing. Hey. Okay, so now let's get to what I wanted to talk about was your fun weekend, Tanya. I had such FOMO, such FOMO, seeing your story while you were out with one of our coworkers, Jason, at Inside Out, having the best life ever, the best happy hour ever on Friday night.
Gosh, I can't believe we're going to talk about this because it's okay. So yeah, I had a good time. Thanks for asking or thanks for watching my stories, which were edited because had it posted everything that I recorded, it would have been more of a mess. But yeah, I went to Inside Out with our coworker Jason, who is the co-host of Dana and Jason on Alt 94.9. And we went with his husband too, and it was just the three of us, and we went for happy hour. We literally started the day at 3 p.m.
Oh wow.
So early drinking.
Yeah, early happy hour.
Easy drinking. Let's have a couple drinks, call it a day, goodbye, go have dinner at home and call it a night. That's what our plan was. So went to Inside Out and they had a happy hour with great drinks. And I'm not much of a drinker. I know. Roll your eyes. Like, I know.
No, but you've
it's
never
just,
been.
It's just,
you
I'll drink.
Been. Right.
And I'll get drunk because I'm a lightweight, you know. Right. But it's not my favorite thing. It's just not my favorite thing. Anyway, so I was like, do I get a drink with real alcohol or do I just get some red wine like a lame person? I'm like, you know what? These drinks here are beautiful and they're cheap because it's happy hour at Inside Out. So I'm going to have a pretty flowery drink. And I did. and I was feeling a little buzzed. And then Jason's like, oh, I have another one. I'm like, I'm just going to go to vodka soda because it's easier to drink for me. It's just like my drink. So, okay, get a vodka soda. All right, feeling a little bit better. And then we see Paris, who, if you don't know her, Paris is a queen of Hillcrest. She is a drag queen, and she just, she owns Hillcrest, I would say. And actually, Inside Out is her baby. So I was like, I called her over to introduce her to Jason. And then all of a sudden, she has shots for us, right?
Ooh, okay.
Had some shots.
Okay.
Feeling a little toasty, you know?
Faded.
Again, yeah, second weekend in a row. You're having fun, Tanya. You're having fun. And then, so that happened. And then I went to the bathroom and I came back. Boom, some more shots there. And these are fat shots too. Like, they're good. They're like,
I saw them. They're not like a little shot glass, but it's like a, imagine just getting a vodka soda.
Exactly.
But a shot size vodka soda.
Like a third of it filled. Yes, exactly. So yeah, that was that. And all of the rest of the night, I don't know what happened.
You blacked out?
I did black out.
You had tiny eye.
I'm not a small left eye. Uh-huh.
When you know, drinks you know. Too much, I know it.
She
I
knows.
See it.
She knows all my drunk stages. yeah, no, it was a fun time. Nobody was upset. Nobody didn't have a fun time. I just, of course, felt that shame like the next day of like blacking out. I know. I don't, honestly, I have fun a lot and I get, you know, I get crazy and stuff, but the blacking out part, that's what scares me.
So you know, when, like people ask me, oh, do you ever miss drinking because you're pregnant?
Yeah.
I was like, no, but seeing stuff like how much fun you had, I was like, oh man, I did have FOMO. I was like, oh, I wish I could have a little drink.
Oh, you will, girl. You will. One day. But yeah, so we had fun. So, yeah, went home and then, well, yeah, I got dropped off. And when I got home, I demanded pasta. Like, that is when I, in my blackout state in my whole life,
that's
like
your drunk food.
That's my drunk food. Like, I want pasta and I want it now. And JJ's, he said he was just like laughing the whole time, but we now have a name for this kind of blackout drunk that I get. It's called pasta drunk. And it, the last time that this has happened to me, the last time that I got this level of
pasta drunk,
blackout drunk, was my honeymoon. Almost 4 years ago.
Wow.
Almost 4 years ago.
All from happy hour.
Oh, well, then it was all from all inclusive.
Yeah.
But this time. Yeah, this time was happy hour. Yeah, all from happy hour. It's Paris's fault.
Well,
she
got his job. You had a good time.
I did have a good time. At least I didn't try to bite a man's nipple.
Wait. Why did you try to bite a man's nipple?
Oh my gosh, my husband's gonna be so everybody who listens is gonna be so embarrassed for me. The last time that I got pasta drunk was my honeymoon. We were in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, and we were having a great time, JJ and I, in the pool.
Yeah.
And you know this, when I get drunk too, like, I love everybody. I just love you, and I want to talk to you. I want to pick your brain. I want to have real conversations
because
with you.
Because you love, you love everybody.
Everybody, no matter what age.
Yeah.
JJ and I met this couple, and they were older. They were probably, like, in their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it off with the woman, and he was talking to the man. We were talking because we were newlyweds, so they were talking to us about marriage and how great it is and how the challenges and all that stuff. And I don't know, so many drinks later, I don't know.
I'm like trying to figure out how this tracks to you trying to bite his nipple.
Listen, I can't really tell you, but I don't even know if my husband could tell you, but I think he said, like, at one point I was just like, I don't even know the answer to the story. I think I was just like hugging the both of them, like the married couple, and just like telling them how much I loved them. And I don't know. I don't have an explanation.
Like, how did your mouth even wander towards that dude?
I wasn't. Listen, let me get things straight. I know for a fact it wasn't like anything crazy sexual. It wasn't like that. I think it was a pure, like, just a straight up accident. And that's when JJ was like, time to go.
We got to go.
Literally picked me up in the pool and took me out, got back to the room, got room service, and what do you think I got?
You passed out. You got pasta.
I got pasta.
And you passed out. You probably passed out before it even came.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Oh, we'll have to ask JJ the next time we talk to him.
Yeah. We need to do a follow-up episode with the husband.
We do. Anyway, that was my weekend. Okay. How was yours? No, also on Saturday, I was totally fine because I went home early and I didn't feel a hangover because I felt it at midnight. And then we had my niece's 6th birthday party, Alex, who I love so much. So, aww, you know, I had a well-rounded weekend.
Yeah, a little drunky-drunk time and then a little family time.
Exactly. Okay. How was your weekend? I think you went to Vin Diego, right?
I did. I went for like a hot second. Vin Diego is like this food and wine festival in San Diego, and I got some tickets through work, and my sister Nancy, she's been going through like a hard time personally, but she's starting to finally feel better. So okay. I was like, hey, why don't you come with me? You can drink. I'll drive, obviously. Like, I can't drink.
You're the coolest.
Yeah, but, you know, and I'll eat and you drink.
You know? Okay, yeah,
so
that's
true. It
worked
out. So it was me, Nancy, my friend Monalee, and Nancy's friend Lynn. So we just went and got some. It was actually really nice.
Yeah.
It was good to see my sister out, you know, without her kids, without her husband, like, kicking back, having a good time, and getting a little tipsy because she never lets herself get tipsy, you know? And then afterwards, after we did like a round or two rounds, we walked around Little Italy in downtown. So,
aww, you're so nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't know that all pregnant women would do that. Like, put them in an environment where there's alcohol around because it could be a little annoying, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, see, like, I went to a wine dinner on Thursday night from Dow Winery up in Paso Robles. They were down here in San Diego doing like a special dinner too. And I'm like, please drink because I can't drink. And I know this is delicious wine. So don't miss, like, don't not drink because of me.
Oh,
you know
you're
what
so
I mean?
Nice.
So I told Steven, I was like, yo, you want me to get you a glass and you can just have double pours? But it wasn't even a situation like that because they kept coming around and refilling their wines.
Oh.
And I did have a sip just to taste because there was one wine that looked really, really, really good.
Red or white?
It was a red wine because I was smelling them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I got to try this one. This was like their red blend reserve or something like that. It's called Soul of a Lion. And so I took like one of those little... You know, those little sips.
Okay.
It was so good.
Wait, hold up.
So good.
Hold up. Okay, first of all, you're making my mouth water, so stop it. Soul of a Lion, writing that down. Okay, so, but you said you drank some wine.
Yes.
You are pregnant.
Yes.
So, walk me through that because
I know there's a lot of opinions, right? Like, this is a big thing, a big debate. Like, is it healthy for your baby? Should you have a glass of wine? I mean, they
should
say
you not.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
They say you can have one, but don't overdo it.
What did your man think?
But Steven is super chill and I love him, except he's like, you know, we don't know for sure. He would rather not. Like, he'd rather err on the side of caution.
Of course.
But, you know, it's like, it's just one sip. Like, it's not going to kill me. I'm in my second trimester. Like, it's okay. Like, this is, I mean, I've done a lot of reading about it.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, outside of your first trimester, if you want to have 1 to 2 drinks a week, it's totally fine. It's very light drinking and it doesn't do harm to the baby.
Do you know if it's 1 to 2 drinks or 1 to 2 glasses of wine?
Isn't that the same?
Well, a drink could be anything, right?
Oh, no, okay. I meant wine. 1 to 2 glasses of wine or beer. I actually, there's this book called Expecting Better. It's written by this economist who went through her pregnancy. She's got like a PhD. She's a professor. And she had all of these questions. She didn't know, like, well, why can't you? What are these side effects? So she did a lot of research. She looked at all of these medical journals, all of these medical studies. And when it came to drinking, she looked at two in particular, which was alcohol consumption by pregnant women and the behavior problems for children, for resulting children up to age 14. And then the other one of looking at women who... you know, looking at the kids' test scores when their parents drank, compared to women who didn't drink at all.
Okay.
And when I say drank, I should say it was very light drinking.
Right.
Very, very light drinking, like 1 to 2 drinks a week. And she said the results, the difference was nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So then she was like, all right, I'm gonna have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Here and there.
I remember one of my best friends, Nicole, when she was pregnant with my godson, which was almost 9 years ago. I remember she was at the end of her pregnancy. She had a summer baby. Her son was born right before your due date.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So in August, and she was so hot. And I remember one of my girlfriends was like, here, just have a sip of beer. And I mean, I didn't know anything about pregnancy then. You know, I didn't know anything. And so I was like, oh, no, you're not going to have that. And she did. And I remember just being like, how could you have a sip of beer? But that was like so long ago. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like now I've read more and I know more women who have done this.
Right. But it's, you know, obviously don't be excessive and don't binge drink. That's fetal alcohol syndrome. That'll do lots of damage.
Yeah.
But I think if you're pregnant and you want to have a glass of wine here and there, I think it's okay.
And we're not doctors, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't
listen to this and then say, but.
Yeah, do your own research.
Yeah.
You know, talk to your doctor.
Right.
And then decide for yourself.
Yeah. I actually asked people on Instagram because I wanted to know just, you know, if people would actually respond. And I asked, is it safe to drink during your pregnancy? If so, how much? And a lot of people responded with sips. Some people said, one of my friends, she's a surrogate, and she says that she's always been told one glass of wine and beer was okay. That they actually sell test strips they used to sell test strips at Babies R Us.
Oh, so, like the pump and dump one.
I guess. Yeah, drinking
while breastfeeding is like another thing too, right?
That's because
if you're drinking, then you're consuming that in your body and your breast milk might contain alcohol.
Yeah. So it just sounds like everybody's like, oh, someone said second trimester I had some wine, but honestly, it didn't feel good. I got drunk and hungover in the same day. So a lot of people are saying, yeah, it's okay. It's not. It's totally okay. One glass of wine. I mean, sounds like it's okay.
I think one or two, yeah. I mean, I will say before I found out I was pregnant, it was right around Thanksgiving, and like my family goes after it with our drinking games, and I definitely was effed up. And I didn't know I was pregnant
at the time. You didn't know. Yeah.
But a lot of, you know, that the nurse said that that's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Please don't kill me.
You didn't know. Aww. Yeah, drinking during your pregnancy. I wonder if anybody around the office.
Go ask.
Okay. Okay, so I found our coworker, Doris.
Hello.
Doris, and you have two girls?
I have a daughter and a son.
Okay, and you drink during pregnancy?
Yeah.
Like, what was the frequency? Not that you're an alcoholic. Let's get that clear.
No, I know she's not.
No. Yes. No, I think if we went out to dinner or something, I mean, I might have a glass of wine or a beer. It wasn't very often, but it just sounded good.
Mm.
And if, you know, you want it, why not? As long as it's not excessive.
Yeah, because I was telling Tanya about this book that I have, Expecting Better is what it's called, where they did a study. She did a lot of research. It's an economist who went and looked at all these different studies and looked at the difference of what happened to women who lightly drank, had 1 to 2 drinks a week, versus women who didn't drink at all, and any side effects that it had on their kids up until they were about 14 years old. And the answer was that there was no difference at all between the kids.
So Doris, before you chose to have a drink, a beer or a wine while you were pregnant, had you done your research, or did you just assume like, I think one glass won't hurt?
I just assumed I mean, our grandmothers, my grandmother smoked the whole time she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she drank tequila every so often.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's nobody with problems.
Yeah.
How old are your kids now?
20 and almost 17.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And they're normal and they're beautiful.
They are so beautiful.
And they're so smart.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really don't think it matters.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't overdo it. You did it only when it looked good, when you felt like doing it.
Yep. And especially in the summer when you're hot and uncomfortable and you can't sleep and you just need something to just make you a little tired.
Real quick, you were talking about drinking beer while breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Now, I did read that the yeast in the beer or something like that helps you produce milk. And you had that experience, Doris?
I mean, I would drink. My mom would say, I would tell my mom, you know, it's my milk's not coming in, or I feel like she's not getting enough or whatever. And she was the one that said, drink a beer. It's supposed to help. And it helped. I mean, I would just gush sometimes. It was gross. But yeah, I think it did. I don't even know if it's a mental thing. Just thinking, oh, I drank this beer. It's going
right.
to help.
If it's got a placebo cares? Effect. Yeah. But it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
It
totally worked.
Exactly. So, I mean, if things work, it's maybe an old wives' tale. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Try it.
Yeah.
Can I give you Steven's number and you talk to him?
Sure. Have him call me. I'll give him all the do's and don'ts.
I love that.
Thanks, Taurus.
You're welcome.
Okay, so there we have someone who actually had a couple glasses here and there.
Yeah.
And their baby seemed fine.
Yeah, and it sounds like there are more women in this office that have had that done the same thing. Yeah. So, okay. So, seems fine. What about marijuana?
Oh, smoking weed while
cannabis.
You're pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Actually, my brother-in-law, his ex-wife, while they were pregnant with their two boys, had some super bad morning sickness. And he actually told me, hey, if you have bad morning sickness, like, it's fine if you just have a little bit of weed here and there.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because she did it through with their pregnancies.
Oh.
And the boys are, 18 and 14. And the oldest son, he's like super, he's one of the smartest kids I know. Yeah. So it doesn't seem like it had any effect on him.
Oh my gosh. This is a whole nother subject. I mean, wine and then now pot. I mean,
and there's not a whole, I haven't seen a whole lot of research. Well, I guess I really haven't done a whole lot of research on it either. Mm-hmm. But they do say that since it was legalized, there is an uptick of pregnant women smoking marijuana while pregnant.
That's funny because, I read a Vice article maybe like a year and a half ago about not stoner moms. Well, it was stoner moms based on women who are pregnant who were also stoners, but they smoked because they couldn't either. Okay, a couple things. One, they kept vomiting and they needed to not be vomiting while they're pregnant so the marijuana helped them. Or they were so nauseous that they didn't want to eat. And obviously when you're pregnant, you got to eat, you know? And so the only way they could eat is if they smoked. So, I mean, like, the reasons that they were smoking were, I thought, somewhat valid. It's still a little scary, I would think, right?
Right. I mean, I personally, for me, I would not.
Yeah, I just don't know if there's enough literature on it, you know?
Right. Like, we don't know the studies.
We don't.
Like, the effects, of the long-term effects of smoking while you're pregnant. Like, it's the same way that, I guess, we look at it, Stephen and I look at it with drinking. Mm-hmm. It's like, why would we risk that chance?
Yeah.
Like, what if something happens to our kid and then we don't know if it's because from drinking or smoking pot? You know,
it's just not. Yeah. Actually, now that we're talking about this, I have been around a woman who was pregnant and she smoked during her pregnancy. And I remember just like my eyes got real wide, like, oh my God. But like also like I didn't, she obviously knew what she was doing and everyone is their own person and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And her name is Grace. And I think I want to call her.
Let's call her.
You down?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Grace. So I met you, I don't even know how many years ago. It was actually on Earth Day, which is coming up. Yeah. I remember we were celebrating in, I think, Balboa Park with one of my best friends, Chrissy. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know what? You were holding a snake. I remember you were holding a snake. And I'm like, looking back now, this is such a Grace thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
I completely forgot about that. But yeah, Carnelian, she's...
That's right.
He was my little friend.
That's right. Yeah. Grace, we are on the subject of pregnant women smoking marijuana. And I happen to know that you have, when you were pregnant with your daughter, Mia, who's now 3 years old.
Yeah, almost three in June.
Yeah.
Or July.
Yeah. So Grace, tell us about that. I want to know why? Why did you choose to smoke marijuana while you were pregnant with your daughter?
For several reasons. One, because honestly, I enjoy smoking marijuana occasionally. And two, throughout my pregnancy, I experienced probably the host array of symptoms pregnant women can get, but they never lasted too long, maybe like 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. And I found for myself that after research, I did do some research and some kind friends that also sent me over some things from their nursing school, that I found the benefits of smoking cannabis over taking any other medicinals way more effective for me. And yeah, it helps symptomatically for a lot of things as well, as well as the mental, emotional aspects of being pregnant and going through this whole maiden-to-mother journey. It did soften that, the intensity of it, because it is an intense journey. And, yeah, I find that I improved my relationship with the medicine.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, because my brother-in-law, his wife, his ex-wife now, at the time when she was pregnant with their kids, she said had the worst morning sickness. Like, she couldn't, whatever she took, it didn't help. Like, she would do ginger candies, nothing would help except for smoking a little bit of pot. And she did that actually a lot. And her boys, they're now 18 and 14, and like, they are the smartest kids I know.
Right. Now, we're not doctors, and we're not saying that this makes them smart, but they're fine. They're what you would call normal, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that true for Mia too, Grace?
Yeah, my daughter, she is very intelligent. At the age of like 14 months, it's mom talk. I know people don't like the age and months thing, but at 14 months, she knew about 40 words, which is pretty incredible in my eyes. Yeah, and that there's also, because I'm an acupuncturist, there are also many other ways to help symptomatically with those ailments too, with Chinese herbs or with acupuncture or body work. That could be very helpful too. But I do find that cannabis is such a mild medicine, and people who don't like the psychoactive part of it can take CBD tinctures or CBD topical CBD cream for like backaches or muscle tension.
In your next pregnancy, would you go again and continue to smoke?
Oh, girl, I don't know if I'm going to get pregnant.
So if you were.
I would.
So two more questions for you before we're done here, Grace. The first one is, on average, what would you say from your second trimester until your daughter Mia was born, on average, how much would you say you smoked?
I would say about like 3 to 5 times a week, maybe.
And would this only be when you felt the symptoms coming on?
Yeah, mostly that. If I just felt like I needed it. It's like, I think a good indicator of whether or not like it's healthy is like, can you stop? Do you need to stop? Or do you have to rely on the substance to like make it through your day? So then we're teetering on a kind of a gray area in like substance abuse or addiction or needing support. Like, a lot of pregnant women, a lot of postpartum mothers really need a lot of support from their community, from their professional community, and medical providers. Like, we need a lot of support.
Well, since it is going to be 420 on Saturday, I mean, this is just kind of the perfect topic also. But also, and then real quick, last question, favorite way of doing the marijuana.
Do you smoke? Do you eat it?
Yeah.
I actually love it all. Oh my gosh, I'm sounding like such a pothead, but I.
I know you're not a pothead.
I love it. I recommend, if you're going to smoke it, I really recommend having like some kind of water filters and filtration. But I love smoking flower. I think there's like medicinal aspects to that. And CBD tinctures are one of my favorite things. And CBD cream. My gosh, it's like heaven.
Okay, Grace. Well, we don't judge on this podcast at all. We are very open-minded. You do not sound like a pothead. You sound like a cannabis enthusiast.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, it's okay. It's all right. And I'm okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Grace, for being on with us and sharing your story and your experience with it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure as well.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was actually interesting to hear Grace's side.
Well, this is why we do this podcast, I think. I mean, I remember initially sitting down with you, Dorothy, and we wrote down a list of things that we wanted to talk about. It's things that people don't really talk about. You know, we want to expand people's minds and open people's minds
and explore it
and expose, you know, them to other ways of living,
right?
You know,
and like we said, we're not doctors.
We're not doctors.
We have zero experience in the medical field.
Right, right.
Take it for what it's worth. We just wanted you to be able to hear the other side of it.
Exactly, exactly. Which is why we did this. And how do you feel? I mean, you're pregnant. How was that listening to someone who has smoked?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it was interesting. It's not going to change my opinion.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that. But I'm not going to judge her for it.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
To each their own.
To each their own. That's right. I'll check in with you right before you have the baby to see how you feel.
Like,
girl, you want that joint now? You want that glass of wine now?
Like,
you want that beer now?
Pour me five wines, please. No. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Well, that was good. That was fun. And also, you know, it's 420 on Saturday,
yeah.
So it's kind of appropriate, right?
Yeah.
Everyone be safe, whatever you're doing,
yes,
this weekend on 420. Yes, be responsible with everything, pregnant or not, right? Says the one who blacked out, got pasta drunk. Oh my God, embarrassing.
I'm Dorothy. You can follow me at Dorothy on Air. Listen to me Monday through Fridays on Kixie 96.5 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, and before that, turn on the radio and tune into 103.7 KSON with John and Tammy. I'm their associate producer, and you can follow me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez on Instagram.
We should make you pasta Tanya Instagram just to follow your joke adventure.
I have some videos, so I guess we could do that. Oh man, and you can follow our joint account for our podcast at Real Wives in Radio.
Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe, like all that stuff on radio.com, on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Spread the love, rate us, review us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Cool.